أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سنلقي في قلوب الذين كفروا الرعب بما أشركوا بالله ما لم ينزل به سلطانا ومأواهم النار وبئس مثوى الظالمين. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala has explained the evils of the kuffar and the great wrong that they had done. And has explained many times the reasons why Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif, the Ahl-e Kitab, Jews and Christians, by and large are not going to read the Quran Sharif. Muslims will read the Quran Sharif. And unfortunately, we only read, we don't look at the meaning and take the lessons from it. Actually, that is what we should take and then make our lives according to that. So that we are firstly warned of the evils of the kuffar and that we don't follow in their lifestyle. And secondly, that the evils that had come in them must not come into us. We must be very careful about that also. So anyway, after all the evils, so Allah Ta'ala said, do not be afraid that you have to be under their government and under their way. Generally, as it has been kept in the word, that the kuffar are ruling the world at the moment also. But of course, in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, from Fath Makkah, for roughly about easily 1,000 years, Muslims ruled the world. But unfortunately, when the love of dunya came back into our lives, and we gave preference to dunya, then Allah took that rulership away from us again, and presently the kuffar are ruling the world. But even then, Allah says, do not be afraid. This ayat was actually revealed on the occasion when on the battle of Uhud, when first Muslims had a great victory, open victory. But because of one misunderstanding of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his command, it changed into a complete disaster and defeat. One point that we should learn from there, when we don't follow the sunnah, it's only destruction for us. Where Muslims had so much of victory, open victory Allah gave them. But just not that they disobeyed, they didn't go against the sunnah. They misunderstood it. And that whole victory got changed into a complete defeat and a complete disaster. When the Muslims were attacked from the back and they were completely routed. At that time, Abu Sufyan, the leader and the army general of the Kuffar, they then left. On the way, he thought and he spoke to his people, we had warned the Muslims and we had the upper hand over them. This was an opportunity that we could completely annihilate them, kill them and finish them from the surface of the earth. Let us go back again. So he decided here to go back. On that side, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told the Sahaba, those who took part in the battle of Uhud and those who got injured, they must get ready to go and follow and attack the kuffar again. And they got ready. But in the meantime, Allah put fear in Abu Sufyan's heart. And he changed his mind of coming back to Medina Sharif and attacking the Muslims. So this is that which Allah is referring to. سَنُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرَّعْبَ اَبْ دَعَلِنْگِ هَمْ كَافِرُوا كِي دِلْ مَنْ حَيْئَةً. And now we will put your fear into the hearts of the kuffar. In one ayat, Allah says, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Nobody knows the armies of Allah Ta'ala, but only He Himself. This is also one of the armies of Allah, that in your enemy's heart, Allah puts fear for you. And that is also very effective. You don't have to do anything. Allah just puts fear and they get frightened. And this is the thing we should also remember, that even in our daily lives with people around us, when we show our weakness, others take advantage over us. But if we show we are strong, they don't take advantage. And the main thing which Allah has declared, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. All the planning and plotting of shaitan is very weak. But when we show shaitan, we are weak. I can't help it. I have to look at this woman now. I have to masturbate. I have to make just guna. That I'm too weak. Then shaitan takes advantage. If we just, and he is weak, Quran said he's weak, we just tell him, I'll never listen to you, get out from my way here. And we'll see immediately he will go away. And we won't have that temptation. Whether it's our anger, whether it's our temper, whether it's anything else, we just tell Shaitan, speak to him, he's there. Tell him, you get out of my way, I'm not listening to you. And see then how he runs away. Then you won't have that fear, that temptation troubling you. Even the wasawis in namaz, all funny, bad thoughts we get in namaz. Just speak to Shaitan and tell him, in your mind, tell him, you get away from here, I'm not listening to you. And you'll see that we come out of it. So Allah Ta'ala had put this fear into their heart. And why did Allah put this fear? Bima ashraku billah. Is waste ki unhone shirk theraya Allah ka. They associated partners with Allah Ta'ala, which is a falsehood. Because Allah got no partners whatsoever. But they ascribed a lie to Allah, and they said that Allah got partners. And from here we learn, anyone who does wrong, whether it is a liar, whether it is a crook, whether it is anyone who commits any guna, that person will have fear in him. Because of your guna, you have fear. If you don't commit guna, you will be strong and bold. But when you commit gunas, and now you feel guilty, then you lose all courage also. So this Allah says, they lost all their courage because they were associated partners with Allah Ta'ala. And this was the shirk they made with Allah. مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا جِسْكِ اُسْنَ كُوِي سَنَدْ نَهِي اُتَارِ. And they got no proof for it. That is what a person, when he lies, when he backbites, then he is making himself vulnerable. And you haven't got proof for all those things. And then you yourself become weak because of all that. So because of that weakness, Allah put that fear in their heart. And now they could not come back and attack the Muslims. And that is in this dunya. And akhirat, وَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ or unka thikana, dozakh hai. Their place is in the fire of Jahannam. And these are not only words. We must actually see and even feel the fire of Jahannam burning us if we have to die without iman. All the gunas that we commit, break Allah's laws, they will be in the form of the fire of Jahannam in the cover, in the form of snakes and scorpions, terrible, big, big, poisonous snakes. And in Jahannam, a person will have to land. So it isn't just to pass the ayat that this is, that the place will be Jahannam. And also, least of all, that we think this is for the kuffar, or this was for the army of the Quraysh who came to Medina Sharif. No, it was for that occasion it was revealed, but the ruling is for all times, everywhere, till the day of Qiyamah. Whoever will break Allah's laws, wherever, even if we as Muslims, we commit shirk and we still call ourselves Muslims. Like the Christians, they were committing the worst shirk, but they call themselves as they following a monostatic religion. Religion that teaches the oneness of Allah, but they are the furthest away from it. So we can also call ourselves Muslims, but if we are committing all this guna, these terrible punishments, Allah save us, will be awaiting us as well. وَبِئْسَ مَثْوَ الظَّالِمِينَ اور وہ برا ٹھکانہ ہے ظالموں کا. And that is a terrible place for those people who commit wrong. We should also not be fooled by our outward appearance, topi, beard, kurta, or by our titles. We are Maulana, we are Hafiz Sahab, we are Haji Sahab, etc. These titles also not going to help us. What we are and our actions are, that we will be judged according to that. Many of us, we think, well, I'm a Maulana, so I'm all right. Nothing going to happen to me. I'm a Hafiz, I've memorized the whole Quran, so nothing will happen. No, it will be according to our actions. So great, great lessons are given in this ayat, and we should take heed of them. And that is that we don't have to fear the kuffar at all. What we have to fear is breaking the laws of Allah. displeasing Allah Ta'ala. If we make Allah happy, Allah's full help will be there with us even today. Though the kuffar are outwardly and all what they are doing, the whole thing in the world is just like a spider's web. The spider web is very weak. But despite the way it carries on in there, it's bossing everything and it's ruling everything. But just with a small stick, you break that spider web. Just like that, the kuffar, all this what they have made is just an outward thing. What we need is iman and amal. And this will break all this system. So that is what we must make effort for. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.